Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. As always, I'm your host, Thomas. Before tonight's story, I just want to mention our friends at True Botanicals, who help support this podcast. Life is full of tough choices and trade-offs. What you put on your skin every day shouldn't be one of them. With everything going on in the world, True Botanicals products can be calming during these stressful times and are delivered straight to your door. Filled with natural and organic ingredients, True Botanicals skin and body products give you results without toxins. Every True Botanicals formula is made safe, certified, and they're made without any of the 5,000 plus known toxic ingredients. Having conducted 3 independent clinical studies, in all 3 trials, True Botanicals outperformed Crème de la Mer and Proactive products. Whatever your skincare needs, you've just got to try True Botanicals for yourself. Get 15% off your first purchase at truebotanicals.com/sleepy. That's 15% off your first purchase at truebotanicals.com/sleepy. truebotanicals.com/sleepy. I'm excited to let you know that we've got something pretty special in the works for the Get Sleepy podcast. I can't say too much just yet, but I'll be telling you more about it in the coming weeks. So make sure that you tune into all of our upcoming episodes so you can be sure to find out what we have planned. As for tonight, I'll be guiding you along our adventure as we float high in the air above the breathtaking landscape of central Anatolia in Turkey. But first, let's take a moment to let our mind and bodies settle down and invite peace and calm within. Take a few deep breaths to just regulate your body into a slower pace. And as you do, you may notice your muscles feeling heavier and sinking into the bed. Appreciate that feeling. You may be struggling with worries and thoughts playing on your mind, perhaps even a sense of anxiety toward things. But as you listen to my voice, remind yourself to be present. You are living in this very moment, the here and now. And that's all we ever have. Fear and anxiety tend to be created by projections that we manifest in our minds. Concerns about what might happen. The truth is, if you are present, then you will usually find that there is nothing to fear. As you lay peacefully in bed, is there really anything to worry about in the here and now? You're safe. You're comfortable, and you can be at peace with yourself. You need not worry about what's gone or what's to come. In this moment, you are just fine. So let that sense of presence comfort you. and bring a warmth of reassurance within. Just allow yourself to relax and drift off to sleep on this peaceful, calm evening. And as you do, I'll read tonight's story. We begin on a quiet morning in the bare, arid landscape surrounding Cappadocia. Among the mountainous landscape of central Anatolia in Turkey lies an enchanting and historical region known as Cappadocia. The landscape here is uniquely varied. Areas of arid dry land are interspersed with more dense green space and grassland, perhaps owing to the variety of hot, dry summers balanced by cold, snowy winters. Not only that, but numerous clusters of volcanic peaks, affectionately known as fairy chimneys, pierce the surface and rise sharply into the skies. With such a mixed landscape, Cappadocia might not seem like a very likely area to find human dwellings and livelihoods. However, the region is, in fact, well populated, with a thriving community. Civilizations here have thought up intelligent methods to make the area hospitable throughout many centuries. Cappadocia has a storied history, with records that date all the way back to the Bronze Age. The territory was ruled by an array of different empires and leaders through many centuries of both peace and conflict. It's said that after ending the Persian Empire, Alexander the Great tried to rule the area by way of one of his military commanders. But a Persian aristocrat, known as Ariarathes, somehow became king of the Cappadocians, albeit still under the rule of Alexander. A few centuries later, Cappadocia became a province of the Roman Empire. The region's leader at the time had influence in the Roman civil wars. Originally, he was said to have supported Pompey against Julius Caesar, but eventually declared his loyalty to Caesar after his victory over Pompey in the Battle of Pharsalus. Eventually, the region progressed through periods of Christian and Byzantine rule, a time when many of the extraordinary churches and chapels were carved into the soft volcanic rock. Then finally, the region became Turkish Cappadocia some 1,000 or so years ago. Fast forward to today, and the region is populated by roughly 300,000 permanent residents. The people here have found ways to adapt to modern day life, whilst maintaining the impressive historic features. Cappadocia makes for a beautiful, scenic area to pay a visit to. Tourism has become increasingly abundant here. But today, it's your turn to discover the sights of the region for yourself. In recent times, Cappadocia has established its fame and popularity further. This is largely thanks to an experience that has attracted visitors from all over the world, the hot air balloon. Although this incredible aircraft is used for leisure in many countries, Cappadocia has become something of a capital for the most breathtaking hot air balloon sights that you can find. The tradition has expanded in popularity over a number of years here and is now observed almost every day in this part of the world. Today, you will be taking your ride in one of the hot air balloons. Rising bright and early, before sunrise in late spring, you wander outside onto the quiet streets of Garema. By day, the town is bustling with locals and tourists. A plethora of cafes, restaurants, and hotels are packed into the narrow streets. The modern community here thrives on its tourism. The architecture of pale beige rock and stone buildings throughout the town gives a consistent, charming look. As you await for your transport, the majority of people here are still asleep. This gives you time to peruse your surroundings, appreciating the artistry around you. Opposite is a building with numerous balconies. On the railings are a number of beautiful hanging plants and flowers. Vibrant pinks, purples, yellows and reds spread across the railings, patiently awaiting the morning sunrise. The flowers bring a pleasant lift of colour to the town and capture the essence of tranquility in this region. After a few minutes, a silver minibus pulls up beside you. The driver hops out and slides the passenger door open. You confirm your name on the list and make your way into the minibus. A small group of visitors are already inside, each of them smiling as you make your way toward the empty seats at the back. Once you're safely buckled in, the driver pulls away and heads toward the takeoff site. Some guests struggle to keep their eyes open as the minibus rocks gently over the road beneath. But your excitement keeps your eyes focused on the passing scenery. After just several minutes, you drive out onto an expansive plain of flat, derelict land. In the distance, you see dozens of hot air balloons, grounded and deflated, awaiting your arrival. An excited young girl, sat with her parents, yells with glee as she spots the balloons. Soon enough, everyone on the minibus is clamoring to get a view. When you arrive at the takeoff site, you step out into the warm morning air. Though the sun is yet to rise, it's light enough already to see the mountains scattered across the scene in front of you. Quite a few tour groups are already here, and others continue to arrive every couple of minutes. The driver directs you to the balloon that you will be flying in. The bag, laid flat to the ground, is an off-white colour with lashings of blue and deep red in places. As you stroll over, the pilot is standing beside the wicker basket, making sure all of the equipment is safe and sound for a wonderful flight. He greets you with a broad smile as he welcomes your group. His demeanor is one of calm integrity, putting any lingering nerves you had safely to one side. He talks you through some of the safety measures and what you can expect from the flight. Conditions above are as perfect as they can be for hot air balloons, he says, and you can expect the very best views all around when you're in the air. The pilot then explains some details about the hot air balloon. Firstly, there is the wicker basket, or the gondola, as it's otherwise known. This is the capsule that you and everyone else will stand inside for the duration of the flight. In the center of the gondola are two large propane tanks. These hold the fuel, which is used to light the burners just above them. The balloon itself is referred to as an envelope, and there are several crucial elements to this part that allow the aircraft to float and be controlled by the pilot. As he explains, it all sounds quite complex, but he compares the process to the same way that sails are used to move and navigate boats. Combined with the natural elements of the wind, the hot air balloon floats quite effortlessly once it is airborne. The pilot asks you to take a few steps back so he can begin to inflate the balloon and get ready for takeoff. At the moment, the basket is on its side. This is to allow the bag to be inflated with relative ease. Two helpers on either side hold the mouth of the balloon open as the pilot pumps in hot air. It isn't long until the bag starts to inflate and rise off of the ground. While the balloon inflates and becomes more spherical, you take a deep breath in and fill your lungs with air, before exhaling a soft sigh. Gradually, as you look up, you realize just how enormous the envelope really is. When you've seen them in the sky before, the scale of the balloons from your distant view hasn't done it justice. Once the bag is fully inflated, the basket naturally falls into its upright position. The pilot asks you all to step inside the gondola, ready for takeoff. A few butterflies flutter in your stomach, but it's excitement more than nerves. As you step inside, you notice just how sturdy the basket is. A solid metal floor supports your feet, and the wicker walls are chunky and rigid. You take yourself over to the far side, making room for others to get in. As you lean your forearm onto the edge of the basket, the varnished wicker feels cool and smooth on your skin. You run your hand loosely over the bumpy surface and press each finger into separate ridges. Every strand of wicker is densely entwined with the next, an impressive piece of ingenuity itself. Some passengers already have their cameras clasped in one hand, ready to capture the sights. You decide that you'd rather be fully in the moment and absorb everything with your own eyes and senses. All around you, fellow balloon tours are preparing for takeoff as well. The burners flicker, one after another, as if they were beacons, communicating from afar. Already, this is a dazzling scene, filling your heart with joy. Your pilot explains that by blasting hot air into the balloon, the heat inside increases. Eventually, once the temperature of the air inside the balloon exceeds that of the air outside, it will begin to rise. It's simple physics, but it seems like magic right now. Slowly, you feel the weight of the gondola easing off the ground beneath you. You imagine that the earth it was rested on breathes a sigh of relief as the burden of supporting the weight is lifted. Then, with another blast from the burner, the balloon takes off. For the first moment, the feeling is strange. You clutch a little tighter to the side of the basket. One final notion of unease sweeps through you. But then, within moments, you process this new sensation and you begin to feel weightless and calm. Gently climbing into the sky, you watch as the other hot air balloons set off and follow your lead. You look up at the enormity of the envelope's material above you. Soft pastel colours, fluorescent and majestic against the pinkish and blue hue of the dawning sky above. And as you float higher and higher, the shadow of the taller surrounding plains fades away. Over the opposite side of the mountains, you get your first glimpse of the deep orange sun. In the corner of your eye, you notice how it's rising into the day, just as you are, and at a similar, gentle pace. Before long, the haze of dawn clears and Cappadocia is engulfed in sunlight. The expansive greenery of interlocking farmland, interrupted by the golden mountain terrain. It all becomes so vivid in the warmth of the morning sun. Unlike the experience of flying in aeroplanes, you're astounded by the way this aircraft moves. Smooth and serene, drifting with the soundless breeze. No engine, no turbulence, nothing disconcerting whatsoever. You smile and close your eyes for a moment, taking in a nice, deep breath. The excitement of your fellow passengers has also turned into graceful appreciation. Before long, you are up above the Gorema Open Air Museum. Over 100 hot air balloons glide calmly all around you. Each and every one of them has its own unique colour and style. You feel like you're floating amongst a sea of bright, exotic fish, or flying in a garden filled with colourful, patterned butterflies. The burners on each balloon continue to twinkle in random patterns as they maintain their elevation. You feel a sense of community as the pilots liaise and share this expanse over Cappadocia. The Open Air Museum below is a recognised World Heritage Site. Here, you can view many of the incredible rock-cut churches decorated with colourful frescoes in the Byzantine style. From afar, it's like looking at a sandy anthill, with small entrance holes dotted all over. But as your pilot drifts nearer and lowers the gondola to get a closer look, the impressive detail is on full display. Carved entrances and windows let light into the otherwise dark and cool caves. Inside, the ceilings are artistically painted with images derived from teachings of the Bible. The remarkable detail of the paintings evokes the dedication of worshippers and the inherent ethos of religion all those centuries ago. You imagine all of the people who must have visited these unique churches to pray and worship through the ages. There's a definite sense of deep spirituality here, and you find yourself feeling an inner glow and connection as you take it all in. As your pilot lifts the aircraft back up above the mountains, you look across the scenery beneath. An abundance of so-called fairy chimneys are scattered all over the land. This is the Geluder Valley, a vista of stunning soft rock mountains. From here, the terrain has an endearing appearance. In places, it resembles wild toadstools popping out of the ground in a forest. Or in some places, the rolling mountains could even be likened to a wispy, baked meringue, smothered over the top of a trifle. It's quite incredible how your mind can draw such comparisons. But this really is a landscape unlike any you've seen before. Your pilot explains that the unusual rock formations were formed by powerful volcanic eruptions millions of years ago. Blankets of lava that varied in intensity smothered the land. Then, over time, rivers, rainfall, wind, and other natural forces took their course on the region, creating the unique topography that remains to this day. He talks about the soft rock that has been used ingeniously for many centuries. Civilizations were able to carve out houses, chapels, and even entire underground cities. These were made up of tunnels and stairways that led to various rooms and areas, each serving different purposes. In fact, more than 40 complete underground cities have been discovered in Cappadocia. Very few people were thought to have lived in them full time, but they served a great purpose of shelter and safety if the region ever came under attack from enemies. Nowadays, these incredible feats of architecture can be explored at leisure. A visit to the underground cities and the rock sites provide an enriching education on the history here. The pilot moves the hot air balloon back up again for a final stretch of outstanding views. You rest your elbows on the smooth wicker, gazing out in a slow, panoramic motion from right to left and back again. The sun shines on your face and the soft breeze runs through your hair. For a moment, you close your eyes. You feel the warmth of the morning sun gently soothing your eyelids. You sense an inner healing as you soak in the healthy nutrients that short periods of sunlight provide. The motion of the aircraft is so moderate, you could almost question if you're even in the air. Then you open your eyes again, and the spectacle below reignites. The view feels even more magical and vibrant than before. Soft, translucent clouds overlook you from high above. A layer of pure blue sky drapes over the land. Trees stand tall in the narrow spaces between mountains, whilst pathways and roads twist, wind, and interlink like they were the veins of the living, breathing countryside. In the small towns, citizens are gradually filling the streets and setting up for the day ahead. A few people are even stood in some of the well-known viewing spots, taking photos and waving in awe as you float over. In the distance ahead, you see some of the other hot air balloons slowly beginning to descend. Your serene journey through the skies of Cappadocia is nearing its end. The pilot gradually curtails the amount of hot air that he pumps into the bag. Then, just as gently as every other part of the journey, the aircraft lowers steadily toward the landing point. In a wide, open field, numerous tour representatives await your return. They smile and wave as you drift in to land. Your pilot has performed this procedure thousands of times. He tells you that you'll feel a slight bump when the gondola meets the ground, just as you do when standing on a train as it pulls into a station. It's best to grab onto something to keep yourself steady. You hold on to a short loop of material attached to the inside of the basket, intended for this purpose. Finally, the basket lands with a light thud, and you are safely back on solid ground. The other guests give a whoop and cheer as you all applaud the pilot for a masterful flight. He laughs and smiles happily as he opens the parachute at the top of the balloon. This allows for the hot air to escape and for the bag to deflate. Meanwhile, you and the other guests hop out of the basket, signalling the end of your flight. As is tradition after flying in a hot air balloon, your tour guide greets you to raise a toast. It's only 8 a.m, but you can't say no to tradition. Your pilot jumps out to join you and is given the honour of pouring the drinks. With a pleasant smile, he hands you yours and says, "Serefe," Turkish for cheers. Inside the glass, you watch and listen as the bubbles fizz and rise to the top. You can't help but draw a comparison to all of the balloons floating up into the skies of Cappadocia. As you clink glasses with fellow passengers, you take a deep breath in. And as you release the air back out, you feel gratitude for the glorious experience you've just had. The sights you've seen will live long in your memory. The stories you've heard of Cappadocia's ancient beginnings can be shared with friends and loved ones. And of course, the best highlight of all, your experience of flying in a hot air balloon over the most rare and spellbinding landscape. This you will cherish forever.